This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on Afghanistan on Friday, taking control of the second and third biggest cities as Western embassies prepare to send in troops to help evacuate staff from the capital, Kabul. The capture of Kandahar in the south and Herat in the west after days of clashes is a devastating setback for the government as the Taliban advances turn into a rout. The defeats have fueled concern that U.S.-backed government could fall to the insurgents within weeks as international forces complete their withdrawal after 20 years of war. A senior U.S. defense official says there is concern the Taliban could make a move on Kabul in days, but Washington is hoping Afghan security forces will put up more resistance as the insurgents move closer to the capital. The fighting has also raised fears of a refugee crisis and a rollback of gains in human rights. The UN claims some 400,000 civilians have been forced from their homes since the beginning of the year, 250,000 of them since May. Britain's first mass shooting in more than a decade left six dead, including the gunman, and police said Friday the motive was unclear, but there's no immediate signs the crime was an act of terrorism or connected to right-wing groups. Police identified the shooter as a 22-year-old and said he had a gun license, but revealed few other details. Witnesses reported he used a pump-action shotgun in his rampage on Thursday night in Plymouth in southwest Britain. There are strict firearm controls in the country, and gun crimes are rare. Police say he killed a 3-year-old girl, and the other victims ranged in age from 33 to 66. Eyewitnesses told officers he shot himself before police arrived. This is VOA News.